Yeah, hopefully you've all got a bit of paper, because we're going to start with a little bit of an exercise. What I'd like you to do is to think about a moment in your life that you really enjoyed. Think about something you've done that you really enjoyed. The question is, if you could freeze one moment in your life, what moment would it be? So think of something you've really enjoyed doing, and if you could stay there for a long time, what moment would it be? What I'd like you to do on these bits of paper is to draw that moment. If you're not very good at drawing, you can write it, but, you know, drawing, a little bit more creative. You don't have to show anyone, well, you might have to show someone next to you, but you don't have to hold it up in front of everyone. So if you could freeze one moment in your life, what moment would it be? I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to draw your moment, and then you can chat to people about it. Hopefully we'll have a bit of nice music to accompany us in our drawing. Okay. Has everyone had a chance to draw something, think about something? Yeah. No? Yes. Oh, good. I have a picture here. Can you see my picture? Oh, thank you. There's a sun, yes. Two people, yes.
A mountain,
yes. A swing, mm-hmm. Do you know where it is? Yeah, you know, have no idea. I think Simon's got the same picture. Have you got the same picture? Simon and I went to Switzerland, and we went on a walk, and we sat at the bottom of the Eiger having a drink. And it's one of those moments where you thought, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'd like to freeze it and keep it. That's one of my moments that I would freeze. Is that the same one for you, Simon? Oh, isn't that wonderful? I wonder, does anyone want to share their moment in front of everyone? Or would you prefer to chat to each other and tell people what your moment is? Let's chat together. If you just turn to someone, show them your picture, explain what your picture is, what's the one moment you'd like to freeze, and how much you enjoyed that moment, if you're enjoying it. We've got some quite exciting ones that I've noticed. Others who couldn't make up their mind because there's so many moments they would like to freeze. Wonderful pictures of weddings and things with confetti, not rain, as I supposed, confetti. But we have moments, don't we, in our lives which we like to freeze because they're wonderful moments, and we think, if only I could freeze that moment, keep it, and my whole life be as good as that, it will be perfect. We have these wonderful moments that come up, and at the start of our service it's good to think about those moments and to thank God for those moments. So I'm just going to pray as we begin our time together. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for the moments that we've thought about, for the things that we've drawn, or the moments that we can't pin down, but there's so many that have been really good that we'd like to freeze. We want to thank you for those. Thank you that we could enjoy them, that you gave us those moments and those days. And Lord, we just praise you for that. And we thank you also that you're here with us now, that those moments don't stop and are always in the past, but you can give us new moments each day. And we pray as we meet together, whether we have music to sing to or not, that you would be here and that we would know that you're here and that your spirit would move among us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to do a little bit of a game with you. It's not quite as good as it was on telly, but I don't know whether any of you ever watched Bruce's Play Your Cards Right. Did you watch? No. Oh, good, Sylvia, yeah, brilliant. Well, basically, this is how it worked. Brucey had his cards like this, except they weren't on music stands, and it was a lot more sophisticated. And then the contestant would see the first card, which is a six. And they would then have to say whether the next card they believe would be higher or lower. Higher, higher. Oh, we get higher. You think higher than a six? Higher than a six. It is a nine. Oh, now that's a tricky one. Higher than a 9 is the next one. Higher or lower? Higher, lower. Lower, higher, higher, lower, higher, 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 lower. Higher? Who's for higher? Lower. Oh, higher, lower. What do we go for? Higher. It's a king. We've got one more to go. 7's kind of middle-ish. Higher? Lower? You seem very determined about that. Should I just take that as you? It's a 5. You're a winner. Oh, how wonderful is that? There we go. Oh, sorry. Wonderful. Well, you see, you've all done very well on that, which kind of ruins the illustration, but there we are. Because, you see, the thing is, we all have moments in our lives which we like to freeze frame, which are wonderful moments. But the thing about life is we don't know what's around the corner, do we? With the higher, lower game, you get a clue of what the next card might be, higher or lower, depending on what you get before. But we don't know until we turn the card over what we've got. And the same with our lives. We can't guarantee a stress-free life. We can't guarantee, because we've got one good freeze-frame moment, that the moment the next day will be just as good or will be awful. Life is its ups and downs. Every day, every moment has a different thing that happens to us or that we do. So I wonder how we cope with that. And I wonder where God fits into that. When things are good, we thank God often. When things are bad, sometimes we go, well, where is God? How does God fit into these ups and downs of life? This morning, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to watch a short DVD, which is only about 10 minutes long, which talks about this whole subject of life, the ups and downs, and how God is with us. So if we just watch the screen, it should come up. Psalm 13 says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemies triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemies will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. It's hard to know sometimes that God cares for us when things are going wrong. But that picture of him holding us tight through the storms is one to remember. I want to read you a story called Guess How Much I Love You. Has anyone seen this story? I love this story. Little nut brown hare, who was going to bed, held on tight to big nut brown hare's very long ears. He wanted to be sure that big nut brown hare was listening. Guess how much I love you, he said. Oh, I don't think I could guess that, said big nut brown hare. This much, said little nut brown hare, and he stretched out his arms as wide as he could. Big nut brown hare had even longer arms, but I love you this much, he said, stretching out his arms. That's a lot, thought little nut brown hare. I love you as high as I can reach, said little nut brown hare, stretching up high into the sky. I love you as high as I can reach, said big nut brown hare. That's quite high, thought little nut brown hare. I wish I had arms that were that long. Then little nut brown hare had a good idea. He tumbled upside down and reached up the tree trunk with his feet. I love you all the way up to my toes, he said. And I love you all the way up to my toes, said big nut brown hare, swinging him over his head. I love you as high as I can hop, laughed little nut brown hare, bouncing up and down all over the place. But I love you as high as I can hop, smiled big nut-brown hair, and he topped so high that his ears touched the branches above him. That's good hopping, thought little nut-brown hair. Wish I could hop like that. I love you all the way down to the lane as far as the river, cried little nut-brown hair. I love you across the river and over the hills, said big nut-brown hair. That's very far, thought little nut-brown hair. He was almost too sleepy to think anymore. Then he looked beyond the thorn bushes and out into the big dark night. Nothing could be further than the sky. I love you, right up to the moon, he said, and closed his eyes. Oh, that's far, said Big Nut Brown Hare. That's very, very far. Big Nut Brown Hare settled Little Nut Brown Hare into his bed of leaves. He leaned over and kissed him good night. Then he lay down close by and whispered with a smile, I love you, right up to the moon and back. When we think of God loving us, we could be like that with God. I love you this much. And God would always say, but I love you so much more. To the point that he can say, I love you to death and back, as Jesus gave his life for us. So when we think about our storms, the things in our life that seem to go wrong, we can then think about God and how much he loves us and how he walks with us. In a moment, we're going to conclude our service in a moment by having a song played to us, which we can join in and sing if we wish. But first of all, if you want to stand together, we're just going to read part of a psalm from Psalm 46. There's a few verses. So let's stand together and read this with each other. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.